Fizz Robbins has been working at the University of Alaska Southeast since 1996. She was hired as an English teacher, but she also worked as a tutor and ends her career administering an algebra exam.
11 over 15?
Yeah.
So remember this line always means?
Divide. Oh, so you divide 11 by 15. That's right.
This way.
Okay.
Miss Biz, as some of her students call her, arrived early and welcomed students' last-minute questions. Robbins, with straight white hair and a soft smile, walks calmly around the classroom. Mary Baker is nervous for the final exam. She says math isn't her subject, but Robbins has taught her a lot.
She's awesome. She's really good, and she takes her time to teach you. She's really patient. At the beginning of the semester of math, I was starting to remember math from high school, so it was all slowly coming back.
Robin says one of the best parts of teaching is watching students remember or understand for the first time, even when that takes some time. Robin says this last class feels special.
Every class has been special, actually. They all carry with them their own burdens and their own ghosts, and we try to get rid of them. And that was true for English, too, and for when I taught in the float camps.
A large part of Robin's career was on the water, working as a teacher in mobile logging camps outside of Ketchikan. She recently chronicled her adventures in a memoir titled Life Jacket.
That's a lifestyle that doesn't exist anymore. So, yeah, I wanted to preserve it.
Since Robbins published her book, many others have come forward with their stories of life afloat, and in her retirement, she hopes to edit another book about that era. But she's not leaping into retirement with excitement.
It's scary. I don't know how it feels. And it's part of my identification, so I'm going to have to reinvent myself. Yeah. Since it has been such a large part of my life, to have it eliminated, it makes me wonder. And yet all my friends say, you know, you'll find somebody. I found myself reading in Facebook this morning the casting for Mousetrap. There's a lady 75 years old, and they're looking for somebody. And I'm thinking, no.
Robbins might not take up acting, but she'll continue playing her ukulele, and she's planning to stay in Ketchikan for the foreseeable future. She hopes to be invited back to campus in a few years when some of her last students graduate. UAS academic advisor Gail Klein says one of the things she loves best about Robbins is that she sees her students all the way through.
Every year when we're working on graduation, she emails me and she's like, who's graduating? Because she'll come to graduation just because they're graduating. So she remembers who they are. I give her the name. She's like, yep, I had that student. She really gets to know them and she really cares. And again, makes a point to go to graduation if one of her students is finishing.
If they place in this class or if they place in the other class, they have one extra year to complete of math or of English. So they start behind. And it really is a show of perseverance when they finish.
After she hands out her handwritten tests, which she says she has always done, Robin sits down to grade one last time. She hopes her work speaks for itself and would prefer to slip out the back door quietly without much fanfare about her contributions to Southeast schools and students. She says she's already been repaid.
Sometimes our greatest payments are not monetary, you know?
Well, I think that we're missing something.
What are you missing?
Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddy.